I mentioned last time there are two ideas that the Torah must totally obliterate. And those two ideas, one is Avodah Zarah, and the other is the sense of man's own economic prowess, his sense of security that comes from his own economic strength. And it's interesting. There's a pasuk in Tehillim Mem, which basically sums it up. Tehillim Mem Hey. Ashrei hagever asher shom Hashem mevtacho velo fono el rehovim v'satei chozav. So it means that in order to have shom Hashem mevtacho, that God is a source of strength. It's lo fono el rehovim. Rehovim Rashi says in Loshon Gassus, means his own ego, his own inner sense of invulnerability. And Sate Chozov is those Asatim Miderech Hayashar Achrei Chozov Shel Akom. So it means, as we explained, that there are two ways that an individual satisfies his need for security. One is by inventing in his mind certain false primitive notions and ideas that give him security. And the other is from his own megalomania, his own sense of ego strength, and the economic is tied into that. You see, the pasuk clearly states these are the two things. Ashrei yoish, ashrei gever shom Hashem mevtacho, v'lafon el rehovim v'satei chozov. Those are the two things, basically. And we mentioned that the two things are really expressed in Yahadis, of course, primarily in the Issa of Avodah Zarah, and in the Issa of Avodah Zarah. And the other thing we mentioned was really, aside from the themes we went from the Torah, the Pesukim follows beautifully all the Pesukim in Akev, but the month is really what Moshe Rabbeinu used as that thing, that medium, that object, that causes a person, or allows a person, brings to a person's mind, removes him from the danger of relying on his own false megalomania, his own ego. So, for instance, the pasuk in Varim Ches, Yud Dalet. Varam levavecho, or before that, pentocha v'savata v'atim tovim tivnei yeshavta v'kocha v'tzoncha yibyun v'chesef v'zov yibalach v'chola shelucha yibba varam levavecho v'shochachta v'reshem olekecha v'mertziacha meretz v'sarim ebeis avodim ha'malichecha b'midbar gal v'anora nochash sar v'akrov v'timon ha'shemoyim. And Hamachilcha Mon Bamidbar Shel Lo Yodun Avosecha Laman Anoscha Ulaman Nasosecha Leitivcha Bacharisecha. You see that the Torah singles out the Mon as that entity which is really the thing that the person must remember in order that he doesn't fall into the pitfall of a realm of Avacha. I mean, that's the Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu. So these two things I'll get back to it in a minute, but these two things are really expressed in the two things that you had in the Midbar. In the Midbar, you had basically Mon. The two things that really characterize the people's journey in the Midbar is Mon and Mishkan. Those two things. Mishkan and Mon. And the Mishkan is Afkar of Avodah Zarah. And the Mon is the Afkar of the other theme, of a realm of Avecha, where the person relies on his own ego, his own economic strength, and all the various manifestations of his own power. So those two entities are really the two entities that represent, that were in the Midbar, that were mafkia the people from these two ideas, these two themes. Now, it's interesting, Chazal, How do you know really that the see, the problem is, you know, it's interesting, people learn a lot of Sifrei Musa. But very seldom you see people learning Musa from Moshe Rabbeinu's Musa. I think the reason is because his Musa is too tough, because it hits the person where it hurts him. It gets down to the core of the problem. So people tend to avoid this, and they have false notions concerning the Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a Sefer Dvarim. And also, with that, false ideas concerning the events in the Torah, the way they were described to us by the Torah. For instance, most people think that the Mon was an event. Yeah, okay, it's a nice thing that happened, but basically there isn't too much relevance for the Mon in our everyday life. You see, but Yahadus holds against that. That Mon is a theme that a person must learn every day. It wasn't an event that happened one time, and now we have to be thankful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed us man in the Midbar. I mean, we're chayav and shevach hadar. There's something much more than that, much deeper. Man is really something that should be with a person. That's the biggest source of musar for a person on an everyday basis. A person understands man. A person understands man. Ramban says in B'Shalach, Ramban says, V'da, ki yesh b'mon inyan gadol, ramzu rabbi seinu b'msechet yuma. And but without the Ramban, forget about before the Ramban, before even the Chazal. I mean, the idea that the mon is something which is not just an event that occurred, which we have to mark a tova for, and it was in the past, and we recognize it as a historical fact, and of course, Shvachos Shomakom is much more than that. Where do you see from the Torah itself? It's much more than that. The Torah itself, a lot of times, says things you just don't listen to what the Pesukim say. But the proof of that is clear, because after the Mon, what is it? After the first time, the first time that when they first were introduced to the Mon. After when they first received the Mon with all the halachas and everything, so there was another tzivui after that. It says, the pasuk says, "Vayukum v'etzol shemo Mon," and Tazayin Laman Aleph and Laman Beis. Vayomer Moshe, "Zeh adavar shetziva Hashem, melo haomer mimenu l'mishmeres l'dorosechem." Laman Yiras Alechem Asher Chalti Eschem Bamidbar by Tzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Emor Shalom Kach Tzenzen Esachas Tzenzen Shemam Alahom Amon V'Hanachos Olufnei Hashem L'Mishmeres L'Dar Esechem. So you see, apparently, that the Mon, I mean, the very structure of the mitzvah, the mitzvah L'Lishor, but the mitzvah itself, L'Lishor, has great import. And what was the purpose? The purpose was the Mishmeres L'Doray Sechem. So apparently, you see from the Pasuk that Mon was not a one-time thing, but Mon is the biggest Musa. From Mon you can derive the greatest ideas, the most important ideas of the Torah. There's an interesting Rashi, I mean, quotes in the Chota, which is along the same lines, but before I get to that, I just want to prove a point that I mentioned before. There's a chazan. The Gemara in Yuma says like this. Says on this passage, "Sen shomam alo amar mon." So Chazal say, "Tanya mishen nignas aron, nignas tzenzenes haman." And the Gemara says, "How do you know?" "The asiyah shomah may aron. Ksiv hachav es sen shomah. Uksiv ba'aron yivoyed l'cha shomah. Ma aron nignas, af tzenzenes nignas." So you see the halacha equates from Shama Shama, the saying Shama Malo Amamun, and by Aron, by the Aron of Bris, it says Asher Yivoyed L'cha Shama. Both are equated. There's an equation between the two. That means there are two essential ideas. One is the Aron. That's what I mentioned before. Mishkan. That's Mishkan is Afkar Avodah Zarah, and Mon is the other half. Mon is the Afkar. That a person's life ordinarily makes with regard to his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so far as we're going a little further, a little more about exactly what the pill is, but the serious derangement that a human being has in his relationship between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Mon corrects. And that's why there's an equation between the two, because the Aron Hashem is really Mishkan. The whole essence of the Mishkan is the Makom La'oran. Ramban mentions, if you take a look at the beginning of Truma, I wanted to get to the Ramban today, maybe the next week. Yeah. But really the whole concept of Mishkan is Afkav Avodah Zarah. See, Rashi says that which bracha did they used to make in the Tzei? We say Baruch Hashem Amach Zeshunas Olatiyon, because it's Echzena and Inim Shif Olatiyon Brachman. But when the Migdash was in existence, so the bracha was not that way. So what was the bracha? So Rashi says the bracha was She'oscho Levadcho B'yiran Navod. That was the bracha. And what does it mean? It means that that's the whole function of the Migdash. She'oscho Levadcho B'yiran Navod. So it's a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oscho Levadcho. It's always one, as we mentioned many times, the positive and the negative here are tied, intricately tied. So the Migdash is really Aron, and Migdash is Afkav Avodah Zarah, She'oscho Levadcho B'yiran Avod, and Mon is Afkav the other way that a person denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's through his own expansion of his ego, which expresses itself in his economic the ego that stems from his own sense of economic strength. It's an interesting thing. Yeah. Now there is an interesting chazal, as I mentioned before, that Rashi quotes in Bishalach that further stresses the point that the mon was not something lefisha, not something we have to remember lefisha, simply it's a chesed Hashem. It's not like Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is machayev and shiro because of the event, but that's not the same as mon. Mon is mishmeres l'darasechem. It's a different, it's more than that. It's a constant source of limud. Mon is a constant source of limud. Kriyas Yamsuf is a different kind of a thing. Mon is a source of limud on an everyday basis. You see, there was an old minhag to say Parshas Haman every day after Tefillah. So you see, that minhag came from that idea, which is correct. But take a look at Rashi. Rashi says by the mon, on this pasuk, where the sen shama malo oma mon. So Rashi says, he quotes a machalta. He says like this: "L'mishmeres on the base, l'darasechem. What is l'darasechem? Bimei yemiyo, kishahoy yemiyo malchichem. Lama inatem oskim b'tara. Ve'im omrim. They say, Naniach malachtenu v'nasad b'tara. Mehechon nispanes. Famous chazal. Mehechon nispanes. So where are we going to survive? We have to make a living. Hotzi lohem tzintzenes haman. So he took out the jar of the man. Amar lohem atem reudvar Hashem. It's a Yirmiyahu base. Reudvar Hashem. Shimu lo nema. It doesn't say Shimu dvar Hashem. It says Reu. El Reu. So apparently he was showing them something. So Chazal say on that pasuk Reu, they said that's what he was showing them. Bazeh nispanesu avosechem. This is the thing that your forefathers were sustained by. Harbei shluchim yesh lamakom, lahochin mazon li'reav. And many shluchim, God has many messengers through which he could prepare food for those that fear him. So the Chazal shows you, I mean, clearly, what we were mentioning, namely that the mon is really a limud l'doros. And they stress the limud. what the limud is. They describe the limud. But the description requires itself some limud. Because on the surface, the description is difficult. Because what do they say? He said, lo mein etem oskim b'torah. So they said, nemiach melachtein of anasa b'torah, meichem is panis. We have to have panasa. So he answered them, no, harbe shluchim yesh lamacham. I mean, so superficially, it sounds like he was saying he was denying their request. I mean, they were saying we have to have panasa. And he was saying, forget about panasa. Just rely on God. But zeh harbe shluchim yesh lamacham. But you see, we don't hold that way, basically. That's not the derech. That's not the derech Torah. Because the Rambam mentions, and Chazal say, and many psukim, and many, many Chazal, that a person is chayev to have an umnis. Chazal had an umnis. There's nowhere do we find, I mean, except for the story of Shimon Yochai, which is a story from Shimon Yochai, not for us. But the fine Chazal were didn't simply say that Harbe Shluchim Yesh L'Makom. On the contrary, we know that Halacha requires that a person should prepare himself for life, and he has to work out a means of parnasa, and he can't just say Harbe Shluchim Yesh L'Makom. So it is on the surface, it is very difficult what this Chazal means. Because their taina seems to be a rational taina. Meichon esparnes. Yep. Okay. So that's one question. There's another question I want to raise with regard to the mon. And that is, there's something else. If you look at the parsha of the mon, it's also not so simple. Why? Because they said, their complaint was in Midbar Sin. So they said in Tezayin Gimel, Vayemra Levin Yisrael, So they said two things, the Shifteinu al Sira Basar and Bachwenu Lechem Lasova. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them on both. He said, Vayem Hashem Moshe, Inni Mamti Lechem Lechem in HaShemayim. V'yatza Om V'loktit Vayem B'yomo. And then it says, and then the pasuk goes on, and the pasuk says, "Vayom Moshe b'seishar Hashem lachem bo'erev basa lechol, v'lechem baboker l'sboa." So what was apparently it wasn't just the man. Pasuk says a little further, "Yidbei shemati eskun zneizal." So it wasn't just mon that they had, but they had slav. And Chazal say that the slav was there all the way through, just like the mon. So interesting is, I mean, but the slav somehow became eclipsed in the Sipur Advarim of the Torah. The Torah does not mention this love again until the case where the Kivras Atavo, when they had a Ramban, then they had much, much more love. But this love apparently was a constant, there was a constant supply of love on a basic level. And somehow or other, the Torah doesn't mention this anymore. It was eclipsed by the mon. I mean, so why? What was there with the why was it? I mean, that the slav somehow or other is never mentioned again. Only the mon. You see, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives them Musar, it says Hamachilcha Mon Bamidbar Shleiyodin Avasecha, but it doesn't mention anything about the slav. Slav is not mentioned. Why is it mentioned the slav? It's also there. Okay, I think these two questions basically I'd like to answer. Okay, yeah. If you take a look at the psukim again in Dvarim, and take a look at the psukim in Dvarim, so you see the psukim say like this: Moshe Rabbeinu is Musa, as we mentioned last time. You see, yeah. Vayaanecha vayarizecha. Vayachilcha samana shelo yadata. So what does it mean, vayancha vayarivecha? So the Ibn Ezra says, vayancha baderech vayarivecha kodem bohamon. Oh, he says, it means b'mon atzmo. Ba'avur shayakal aliban. So the vayarivecha means the mon itself, because the mon itself was not satisfying. V'zelo yitachin, he says, he doesn't see that so. V'yitachin mitaivo sacheros. He says, what it means is that the mon was something which it was satisfying on one plane, but basically it didn't satisfy the other types. Did not satisfy the other types. So that's why the mon was really vayarivecha. That it was there was a ravon that went with the mon. The other tithes were not really satisfied. But and then it says now interesting is the das kinemi balei tesis. So das kinemi balei tesis vayarivecha says shalonosan lachom mazon eladvar biyom biyomo, only every day v'zehu ravon, and this is the ravon of the mon. Das kinemi balei tesis learns like Ibn Ezra. Vayarivecha means the mon itself, but he says a little differently. He says what is the ravon, because it's not biyom biyomo. Moshe Amru Chazal, Ein Adoma Mishiyesh Lo Pas Besala L'Misha Ein Lo Pas Besala, which means to say that it was a psychological type of ravon, psychological ravon, which means that food and in general food means panasa for a person. Panasa, person's panasa, is an augmentation of the concept of mazon. Has a very strong psychological ramification, and there, that's what Das Kinemi Balei Tesis says. Vayancha vayarivecha means that there was a ravon, a psychological ravon, and Ibn Ezra's pshat is not far away from that. Basically, I mean, it's just on a different level, but it's the same. It's basically the same concept that, according to Ibn Ezra, the ravon was from the fact that it was unsatisfying. It left a desire for the other types. So the now it's interesting. The pasuk says, "Asher lo yadato v'lo yodun avosecha." What is the importance of "Asher lo yadato v'lo yodun avosecha"? That would seem to be an enhancement of what the Balei Tesis says, which means that a person in the mon, you see, in food, a person feels a sense of security on a primary level. See, Ashiras is a sense of security on a secondary level. But Mazon is really where it begins. It begins on a primary level with Mazon. And then it becomes enhanced and sublimated to a sense of security on a secondary level, which is the sense of Ashiras. That's why a person wants Ashiras. Ashiras is really a secondary form of an enhancement of the primary form of security that they derive from achila, from mazon. So you see over here, and that security, of course, is tied. Security in man is tied to a lot of psychological factors. One of the most important is the element in which the security from which he source. From which the psychological source from his early youth, from where he was raised. This is a great source of security. A person's security always goes back to the past, to the youthful state. If the person had a good childhood, so there's tremendous sense of security from that state of childhood where the parental figures gave the individual they supplied them with their basic needs, and that is in man a very powerful source of psychological security. So you see over here by the mon, it says a mon ashelo yadato b'vela yodin aveisecha. It means in the mon there was a complete breach from that sense of security. We don't have the same kind of food that we always relied on. It's a different phenomenon, and it sounds easy for us because we didn't have such an experience with the Mormons. But if you think into it, and you think into what they went through, you'll see that it was really a tremendous upheaval on a psychological level. That the food, the nature of the food, was completely different. It was not the kind of thing that an individual could feel comfortable with, that this is the food that I always had from my early youth. This is the Muslim. This gives me that sense of security which harks back to an earlier state of security which was generated by the parental figures, you see. Ashelo yadata, you yourself haven't known it, but not only that, Ashelo yadata navesecha, it never was a part of your history and a part of your sense of survival, which is rooted in the early life of a human being, the childhood experience. It was a complete upheaval and uprooting from that whole sense of security. And that's what the pasuk goes on. L'mana diachar ki lo'al alachem levado yichi adam, ki al kol motzafir Hashem yichi adam. So what is the Torah really telling you over here? The Torah is telling you an interesting thing. The Torah, the Divrei Musa that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving, and that's why it ties in later, like I mentioned the psukim later, when he says, Yishom alachot pentishkach v'sar Hashem alakecha, pentech v'savato, v'rom levavecho v'shachachta v'sar Hashem alakecha, hamachilcha mon b'midbar, again, he says, asher lo yodun avosecha. Now the other things he mentions were simply the events. Hamatziyacha merit assignment, beis avodim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true Goel, HaMalicha B'Midbar Gadol V'Nora Nochash Sarf Akrav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzil Yuma. But when it comes to Mon, he says something different. HaMachilcha Mon B'Midbar Shalai Yodin HaVesecha, there he says, L'Ma'an Anoscha, L'Ma'an Nasosecha, Le'Tivcha Bachari Secha. There Moshe Rabbeinu puts the Dagesh Chazak on the Mon. L'man anoscha, l'man asosecha, le'tivcha b'achrisecha. The man is the vehicle. That has special properties. It's not simply the events and the chesed Hashem, which of course is something which demands recognition, which our intelligence tells us is of supreme importance. But the man is even more. The man is something which is not just an event, but l'man anoscha, l'man asosecha. The experience of the man is something which causes you to suffer, and it's the ultimate test of an individual's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the mon. The mon is a constant phenomenon on the psychological plane, which if the person understands the mon, it is a source of perfection on a constant level. That's l'man anoscha l'man asetecha. See what Moshe Rabbeinu puts his finger on the mon, he gives it a special attention, special value. Yeah, so what is the idea in the Mon? The idea in the Mon is basically that corruption in man, the Torah really goes down, roots out the source of corruption in man. And how does a person evade that corruption? How can a person live in a way? I mean, he has to be, in order to live properly, a person has to know where the enemy lies. Where's the Atzas Yetzirah? And where do you start to work on yourself in order to avoid the pitfalls of the Atzas Yetzirah? Yeah. So the Torah says, I guess, that basically the Mon teaches you one thing. That corruption in man begins with an unnatural attachment to the Titus, basically. That's really vayyancha vayarivecha means that it was necessary for a person to be removed from the Titus, but not simply to be removed from the Titus, but to be removed from the Titus on a primary level. You see, when Chazal say kadesh atzmacha b'mutterloch, it doesn't mean really simply that a person should actively engage in denying himself mosros. I mean, that's true. Luxuries. A person, according to Chazal, means that a person should be mekadesh atzmo b'mutala, means a person that seeks perfection should deny himself, should be in the process, a constant process of, on some level, of a denial of luxury. But it's not just luxury. You see, what is important is the primary level, because the primary level is really the source from which the secondary level emerges. So if there's no vigilance on the primary level, then the secondary level will never be able to be removed or to be checked. You see, that is really, that's the lesson of the mind. Vayancho vayarizecho is on a primary level. It means that once an individual removes himself from the primary level, and even on a primary level just gives in to the taivas, then it means that then he's on the road. That is the source, really, for the imperfection that results in the secondary level of Rom Levovecho v'shachachta sar Hashem Elokecha. You see, basically, that's really what Moshe Rabbeinu, if you look carefully, that's what he's describing. So the concept of the mind is that the individual must always be vigilant on a primary level. Very interesting. But you see that in Yahadis, the primary level can never be superseded. You can't just pass over it. And you see there are halachas that teach you that idea. For instance, the mitzvah asay of Brichas HaMazon. I mean, a person could be an usher muflod. He could be the wealthiest individual in the world. But after he eats a little bread, he eats a certain amount of bread, today's sviyah, he's chayiv in Brichas HaMazon. And to me, to mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mechin mizonosov. Mechin mizonosov is, it would seem absurd. I mean, a man could have $1 billion, but he ate some bread. He's mechuyev in shevach v'hodah. What kind of a distortion is this? An individual who is so financially secure must forget about his whole financial security and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what? For a loaf of bread, for a half of a loaf of bread, which cost him a couple of dollars. That doesn't make any sense. But the answer is, what is the limud? The limud is, that's mon. Mon means the individual must never be removed from the sense of subsistence on a primary level, and that this primary level is tied exclusively to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the mon. Laman alaman adiachor. It means that on the primary level, the individual must have the sense that his survival is tied only to Motza Piyad Hashem. That's the source of survival. That's basically what man is. You see, for instance, the brachas, the brichas hashachar in the morning, all on a primary level. All on a primary level. Pekeach Ivrim. Zokev kefufim, he could stand up. When he stands up, like Rambam says, Rambam make the bracha at the time. He stands up, zokev kefufim, puts on his shoes, washes his face. All those series of brachas are all on a primary level. He woke up, the Shomer Shana Sotav, the day must start off with a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is dependence on God, Chesed Hashem, not on the secondary level, not on the secondary plane. Most people are involved, most people in their lives are involved exclusively in the secondary plane. The primary level is not their concern. Unless a person is unfortunate, he simply can't, doesn't have basic subsistence, which is thank God in our society is rare, but an ordinary individual in our society, hardly ever. Primary level is not significant. But Yahadus Mun tells an individual, makes the idea of Mun, the limit of Mun is that the person must always be relating to reality on the primary level. See, it's an interesting thing that you see, for instance, in Tehillim. In Tehillim, David HaMelech, there's a strange thing in Tehillim, is that David HaMelech always speaks of himself as an Oni. I mean, an Oni. He was Melech Yisrael. What kind of an Oni is a Melech Yisrael? The most powerful nation in the world, and he's the king of the entire nation. But it's always Tfila La'oni Ki Yatov. Ki Yochid Va'oni Oni. Many Tzukim in Tehillim where he says he's an Oni Ve'evion. He's an Oni Ve'evion. What does Oni Ve'evion mean? It means that he has no sense of Oni means a chaser. It means he has no sense of security from the secondary plane. No sense of security whatsoever from the secondary plane. And that's basically the explanation to what Chazal is quoting from Yirmiyahu. Bimei Yirmiyahu, kishahoyo Yirmiyahu mechichom lomo einatam oskim b'tel v'heim omrim neniach malachtene v'nasa tzor mehechon espanis. Otzilem tzimtzimus amon, omalahem atem ru'u dvar Hashem, shimu lo ne'emer ela ru'u, bozen ispanesu avasechem, harbe shluchem yesh lamakom, lo'achem mazun yireyot. What does it mean? It means the idea is that a person has a fixation, he has a fixation on the shluchem, and he forgets about the mishaleach. The limit of the mon is, the limit of the mon is, it means to say that there are two types of recognition, basically. There's a recognition which is an intellectual recognition, but the intellectual recognition, we'll go into this a little further, the intellectual recognition is not enough. In the mon, it is where the intellectual really effectuates the emotions. And that's why tlamana noscho l'nasoscho is to effectuate the emotion on the emotional plane. It means that the emotions of the individual are now in line with the intellectual. And on a primary level, when an individual exists in that state and he stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is not an usher. I don't care how much wealth he has, he's an oni. An oni ve'evyon. It means his sense of security on the secondary plane vanishes. Why? Because he relates not to the shluchim, but to the mishaleach. That's mon. That's what Chazal means. That's what Yirmiyahu means. Yirmiyahu answered them. They said, "Look, we can't learn. We have to make panasa." So he didn't say to them. He could have said to them, "Look, let's figure out how much you need for panasa. How much you need for panasa." And, okay, so you have to work 3 hours a day, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, but after that, you should be kavei to a Torah. That's what an ordinary person would think that he should have told them. No. That would be simply a practical kind of an answer. What Yirmiyahu answered them was the source of this very source of the problem. The source of the problem is not a matter of working out the details of the zman, of how much time they should put into work. The source of the problem is the underlying idea. The underlying idea is if a person says that I have to make panasa and that's enough time to learn, it shows you one thing. What it shows you is that he has forgotten the mishaleach and he's fixated on the shluchim. His sense of bitachon is related to the shluchim. That's where his emotional attachment is. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the Navi answered them. The Navi didn't answer them on the practical level. Practical level is very easy, and it doesn't do much because it will help for a day or two. But Yirmiyahu HaNavi answered them on the ideational plane, on the source of the problem, the source of the corruption, and the source of the corruption was really the answer to that problem was the Tzinsenes Haman, the Mon which teaches a person that on a primary level he has to be Mekadesh Atmo. Kadesh Atmo Chava Mutalach is in a primary sense, not just that he foregoes luxury, that he doesn't get a more expensive car, he gets a less expensive car. That's something. I'm not saying that's a level. But it must be also on a primary level. If it's not on a primary level, then it can't be on a secondary level. That's really the limit of mind. This is the Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Moshe Rabbeinu taught. Now, interesting is when you look at Parshas Beshalach. Before I get to that. Yeah. So what is the Slav? Why was the Slav overlooked in the Torah? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu mention the Slav? The answer is, you take a look in the Parsha, you'll see an interesting thing about the Slav. That the Slav, take a look at Rashi. Rashi quotes a Chazal about the Slav. Where he says like this. Rashi says, Uboker, Pasuk Zion. So Rashi says, you'll know that he has the power to give you your tithes. Ubasar yitain, and he'll give you basar. Achlo b'pana me'iros, yitnan lachan. He'll give it to you, but not with the pana me'iros. Kid shalo kahogen sha'altan osa. Unukeres malaya. That means your stomach was full. Alechem she'sha'altem l'tzorech b'yiridoso la'boket tirus kavod or ponov she'yorideu lachem derechibo b'boket she'yishos lachino v'talmud ma'al v'talmud mata k'muduch b'kufso. Means it came packaged. So it means the fact that it came packaged means that's derechibo. But the slav was not derechibo. The slav was, on the contrary, was not ponim me'iros. It was panim chashuchos, like the Ramban says, that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to them with a panim neiros. Didn't come packaged. It was, on the contrary, it's panim chashuchos. So why is it? So what does it mean, panim chashuchos? What is it? So why did a Kadosh Baruch Hu give it to them? It's no good, so they shouldn't have it. If it's good, so it should be panamiros. They complain. Some amanashach. Is the complaint right? So then they should be answered. Panamiros. If it's not right, so then they shouldn't be answered. But apparently, you see an interesting thing over here. That apparently, sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only sometimes, but it seems to be a rule, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person an opportunity to relate to him, but most people can't relate to him in the proper level. In other words, together with the mun was the slav. The slav was panim chashuchos, and the mun was panim me'iros. It means that most people were not able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mun properly. The mun was the one. That's why Chazal said that for the slav, that the only ones who enjoyed this love was the tzaddikim, the chazal like that. It means to say that a kadosh baruch hu ain't a kadosh baruch hu b'batrin in b'yasa. It means there's a certain level that the people just can't. Most people will spend their lives in relating to a kadosh baruch hu, but punim chashuchas. It means they need their tithes, they have their tithes, and they're good. I mean, they'll keep the mitzvahs. They'll go through life. In a way that they're not bad people. They're not avayonim. But what kind of relationship do they have to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Ponim chashuchos. Ponim chashuchos means they're not really relating to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the proper level. The mon, where the individual is vigilant and the individual works on himself on a primary level, even on a primary level, and then that's panim me'iros. But where an individual relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not through the mon, where he's not concerned with his instinctual expression on a primary level, but he's, look, it's not an avera, so therefore I can have these titles. As long as it's not an isser, the Torah, there's no avera, so So I'm allowed to have it.
Yeah.
That's a level of existence, and the Torah recognizes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that level of existence, and you see, that's the Slav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Slav Panim Chashuchos, which means there is Kiyam HaOlam, and the Olam can't be just for Tzadikim. So there are plain people that will never rise above the level of the Slav. That's their level of existence, the way they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Slav is Mutter, I'll have it. There's no Isser, fine. Say Davin, says Krishna, what does Chazal say? Afilu Reikim Shebahim Aleihem Mitzvahs Kerimim. So every Jew, if the Tayag is still full of mitzvahs, you can't take it away from him. You can't say he's nothing. But it's Panim Chashuchais. It's Panim Chashuchais. It is not Panim Me'iros. His relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be the Panim Me'iros, must be through the Mon. The Mon means every day the experiential, when he encounters the battle with the instinctual, he must be able to be Mekadosh Atmo B'Mutalo and not to fall into the trap of the instinctual life. That is a different kind of existence. That's already Panim Me'iros. The person that lives on that level is Panim Me'iros. It's a different relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where he's related to the Meshaleach and not to the Shluchim. That's the Musar of Yemiel. Harbe Shluchim Yesh Lamakahim. Lahachin Mazon Liyareah. And you see, interestingly, Chazal says, the Gemara says in Brachas, that why do we say Ashrei? The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara says, Avdalan Beis, Omar Rabbi Avino, Kalama Tinu Ledover B'chol Yom Shalosh Pamin, Muftach lo shuhu ben olam abo. It must be my timer. Ile mentioned he said Aleph Beis because it's written out in the Aleph Beis. He says, so then why don't we say Ashrei Tmei Mederech? That's eight Aleph Beis. Ele mishum de ispe paseach es yodecho. And so Chazal said, why? So then the Gemara says, okay, if that's the reason, Nei mahal agadol. It says, Neisen lechem lechol basar. Elam Shum is Beitarti, the Gemara says. He sent in the sense of his primary subsistence, his primary existence, his primary sustenance.
Rabbi,
yes.
The tape stopped. Can you just go over just the last point, just the last one minute?
In the Gemara Brachas.
Okay. Alright. The Gemara Brachas says, Gemara Brachas Abdallah and Bey says, that why do we say why? Easier said because Aleph Beis Ashrei Tmei Mederech, so it has eight times Aleph Beis. If it's because Paseach is Yedech Masbilcho Chayrotzom, so you have why don't we say Halal Adol Meisim Lechem Lechol Basa? So the Gemara says Elam Mishum Dis Beit Tarti. Both. So it means Aleph Beis and no Sein Lechem Lechol Basa. Paseach is Yedech Masbilcho Chayrotzom. What does that mean? That means the individual relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a primary level. He recognizes Harbe Shluchim Yesh L'Makom. Every moment of his existence is because his sustenance is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nosein Lech Mocha Baso. Paseich Es Dech Masbir Cho Chai Ratzon. Whether, and it's interesting, it means really the Pasuk is basically Hashgacha. The difference between the Mon is Hashgacha Pratius. See, the Mon is an interesting thing. The difference is Paseches is Lechem Masbir Lechol Chai Ratzon, Nosein Lechem Lechol Basa is Hashgacha Klolius. But the Hashgacha Klolius even is significant. That's the first thing, which means to say that even if he does, even if his Mazon is not because he's a tzaddik, and because, like Yom says, Sintenis Amon, but it's because of the, it's simply because he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe, and he created this planet, and on this planet he made sure that everyone has their primary subsistence. The primary subsistence, the reality of their existence, is assured through Nosein Lechem Lechol Basa. That idea is the idea that perfects the individual, that makes him the Ben Olam Haba, because he recognizes the Mishaleach, and not the shluchim. He recognizes the mishaleach. The shluchim, yes, but the source, the yahadah demands that the individual go beyond the physical world that is immediately subject to the senses, to the source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is what guarantees the individual that he's a ben olam haba. Not even hashgacha pratis. On the contrary, this is hashgacha kolius. Nosin lechem l'chol basas is hashgacha kolius. Perseches is dachum asir b'chol chai rotsa. And you see in brachas hamazon also in the first bracha that you mention hashgacha kolius. It's an interesting thing. Azanasa olam kula betuva b'chein b'chesed rachem. I'm not talking l'chol basar kiv olam chazdei. Not the individual who's a tzaddik. No. It is the universals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It means the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and the fact that you have subsistence and sustenance is because of His will. Because that is what makes the person a Ben Avol Habar. It's an interesting thing. It means the individual is in line with the reality of the source of his existence on a primary level. That's vayyancho vayarizecho vayachilcho samona shalayagata. Of course, mon is beyond that. Mon is even more. And that's why it says yamiyosek atzitzena samon. Because the mon shows that there's an additional hashgacha. There's an additional hashgacha liyareos. That's what the mechulta says. That the Lashna mechulta is that haber shluch mishlamot lahochen mazon liyareos. That's even more. That's a second level. That's a level of hashgacha pratis. Where you see that the ben olam haba, is hashgacha klolis. And ashrei it's hashgacha klolis. The recognition of God's will, of the Ratzon Hashem, insofar as the hashgacha klolis is concerned, and that its subsistence within this system is only because of God's will, universals that He implanted in this planet. That's basically the halacha of Asher, the ben olam haba. It's an interesting thing. Not the tzitzenes haman, but the primary idea that a person's existence and subsistence is based upon God's will, the hashgacha kolius. An interesting concept.
Really?
Yeah. So So just a second. Yeah. One second. The concept of the Aleph Beis is a different idea. The concept of the Aleph Beis is that a person cannot be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the way that he's Meshabeach is through a system he uses one Shevach for every oath. It means that he has to have some way of stopping and starting, because it's nonsensical for a person to stop at the Shachar Shamata. So Aleph Beis is really a limitation. It also has the idea of Aleph to Tuf, which means I would like to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Aleph to Tuf in every way I could, but I can't. So therefore, I follow every oath that I use, and which is basically the smallest unit of dibur is an oath. So the smallest unit of dibur, I simply take every unit and I use it as an instrument of shevach. But I just want to mention that's why the Paitanim really, it's interesting, the Paitanim, if you take a look at a lot of the Piyutim, you'll see that their name is in the Piyut. A lot of times the Piyut has their name in it. And it always occurred to me as strange. I mean, isn't this supposed to be Shvachos HaMachom? So why should a person want his name there? I mean, that's arrogance, on the contrary. But the truth of the matter is that it wasn't, they didn't put their name there that they should be known, that's why they're the ones that authored the Shevach. No, on the contrary. The name was put there to show just the opposite. That this is only my Shevach, which is basically worthless, because I'm a boss of a dumb. And therefore I limit my Shevach and base it on myself, on my name, to show that, on the contrary, it's a limitation. It's a limitation. It's not aggrandizement. It's a limitation. It's just the opposite. That's why they use that style, and that style was really basically from David HaMelech, from Aleph to Tav. And that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means, do I say that it's because an Aleph Beis to show that a person can't be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So then we should do Asher Tamim Mederech, which is eight times. It's even more. The Gemara says no, because it has both. First of all, it shows we can't be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it shows that we're entitled to use the Tzelem Elokim, and we must use it so far as we can, the Tzelem Elokim that we have, which has some kind of reality, to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our subjective plane, which is absurd to say that it's in absolute terms, but we have a right in our on our plane. There is some reality to our knowledge, and on that plane we're Meshabech. Those are the two ideas really in Asher. Those are the two ideas. I just like to finish with this. It's interesting. You take a look at Beshalach, you see that there were two things really. That the first thing was before the Mun was the incident in Mara. That was before the Mun. There's two incidents. One is Mara, and the next is Mun. Those are the two major incidents of Limud. I mean, after that, there are other things, but the incidents of Limud, it would seem, are established after Kriyas Yamsuf by two places that they stayed at. Two sojourns. One was the first one was Mara, and the second one was Sin. Mara was a special source of Limud, and Midbar Sin was Mun. Take a look in Mara. What it says, an interesting account. V'layachu lishtos mayim u'mara ki Mara meimel king kar shma Mara. Vayilonu amal Moshe lema manishta v'yitzak al Hashem v'yireh Hashem eitz v'yashlech al amayim v'yimtiko amayim. And then the pasuk says strangely, Shom sam lo chokum mishpat v'sham yisrael. And what does that get to mean? Well, the pasuk itself demands or shows you that there's something a lot deeper beneath the surface that the ordinary person will not be able to grasp, but nevertheless the Torah does point out to the fact that there is some deeper idea over here. Yeah, it's interesting. In Mara, what was Mara? Mara was where a person naturally has a reliance on his immediate surrounding, which is nature. So when a person sees a beautiful stream and he's thirsty, he feels a certain sense of attachment to nature, and that nature satisfies his needs. That is, and you see in primitive man, that's why in primitive man that's very strong, that emotion. See, like the American Indians, and if you read a lot of the primitive people's expressions, you'll see that they're very tied to nature. That nature becomes a source of a, and they even deify nature, certain primitive tribes. But basically, that's because of the element, the fact that the person looks at the water, and the water is the biggest source of, primary source of subsistence, second only to air, and the person sees that, and he has a certain feeling, a certain sense, that nature somehow is supplying him with what he needs. So he has a certain feeling towards that experience. So you see, in Mara was just the opposite, that there was the water, beautiful water, but the layachlo lishtas mayim imara ki maran hen, because it was bitter. So there, that then vayarehu ad Hashem eitz, and Chazal says vayarehu means he taught limud vayashlech al amayim vayimtiko amayim. It means that he taught the people that Kadosh Baruch Hu osa dava v'yifucho, like the Ramban says, that the chokhmas Hashem is really. It's counterintuitive. A bitter thing, if you just went by your feelings, by your emotions, so a bitter thing would make things more bitter. No, on the contrary. It was the eighth was bitter, vayareo deshem eighth, vayashlech alamayim vayimtiko amayim. So it removed the people from that sense of satisfaction from nature, and it turned them to chokhmas Hashem, vayareo deshem eighth, horah, limud, that we rely only on chokhmas. Everything we see, there's no such thing as nature. All we see is the result of Chachmas Hashem. And the water is bitter. There's no satisfaction. The sight at first looks good, but then we see, no, on the contrary, you can't drink it. But how did it become drinkable? Through Chachmas Hashem. By Yareyu Ad Hashem Eitz, by Yashlech Al Amayim, by Yintuk Al Amayim. So in Mora, was an attachment, a recognition of Chochmas Hashem. And that's why Chazal say, Shom, Shom lo choku mishpat v'shom miso. And Rashi says that they were given miktas dinim b'mora. They were given paraduma, and they were given dinim, and Shabbos. So, on the surface, I mean, okay, paraduma say because it's chok. And mishpat is mishpat, a dinim. Where does it say Shabbos? Yeah, but the answer is because it has to be Shabbos, because the chok and the mishpat are two... Chok and Mishpat are two aspects of Limud, but they must eventuate in Yichud Hashem and in the fact and in the Yisodei Yisodos in the most basic idea of the recognition of the Borei Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam and the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, and that's in the Yom HaShabbat. Now, it had to be the way. Why? Because, see, what was the purpose? Rabbi asked a good question. He says, why don't we see these chuk and mishpatim? Why doesn't the entire say, like it says in other places? It says, if they received the mitzvah, so why doesn't it mention the mitzvah? The answer is that these mitzvahs weren't given for mitzvahs, that they had to do the mitzvahs. These mitzvahs were given for limud, for the purpose of perfecting the people in terms of the limud itself. Because limud itself is the greatest source of perfection. It means even if I learn Masechet Zvachan, there is no practicality today. But the fact is, the limud itself is the biggest perfection. Torah Duma had nothing to do, no Sheikhs to them at that time whatsoever. But the limud of Torah Duma, the limud of Chok, is the greatest perfection. And that's why the limud was on three levels, really. It had to be three. It had to be Yom HaShabbat. It had to be on the level of Chok, Chukei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chachma that I have to chukim, where I don't really understand the underlying Kama Davar, but nevertheless I see the unbelievable Chachma and the organization and the Chachmas Hashem in the limit of Paraduma, and then Chachmas Hashem insofar as Mishpat is concerned, the Derech HaChayim of the person, the Mishpat and Yosher and Emes, and then the ultimate metaphysical limud of Yom HaShabbos, which is really the ultimate level of limud of metaphysics as expressed in Halacha, is the Yom HaShabbos. Everything revolves around the Yom HaShabbos. So the Yom HaShabbos is really the metaphysical Halacha, the metaphysical institution. That was given in Mara, because by Arei Ad Hashem Eitz, first they had to remove themselves from any kind of alien attachment to an idea of nature, and they had to realize that everything is Chachmas Hashem, and then they had to engage in Chachmas Hashem in the three areas, in the area of Chok, in the area of Mishpat, of justice, and in the area of metaphysics. But this limud wasn't a limud for Asiya, because that's what the Ramban says. If there's a limud for Asiya, so why didn't we find the Torah? She tell us what were they supposed to do? So it was really a limud for perfection. For perfection. The Lashon Ramban is, Ramban says later, Ramban says that, excuse me, what's on Ramban? Ramban says by Mara, yeah, he says that, he's questioning, Lomo appears kind of chukum elva mishpatim. And then he says that, Lashon Rashi says that he is asku. The Mora Nosama Mixus Pashita she is Asku Bahem. She is Asku Bahem. It wasn't for Asiya, it was for Asik, Lasok the Divisara. The Asik itself is the perfection. That was the first thing that was necessary. Mora. Without Mora, there's nothing. She is Asku Bahem. Mashma Shahodiya Mahukimahim the Lumed Osam. Uladas and Yakabasam Besimcho the Tuv Levar. It's a halacha. The limud was something. The asik, the asaskus, was the perfection and the kiyuv to the mitzvahs through the perfection of limud. But amazingly, as it is, the Torah does not use that. And after that, they say, okay, fine, that's wonderful. So what more do you need? I mean, that's the prescription for the formula for perfection. No. That's not enough. The real test is the man. The real test is the Mon, and that's what the Ramban rejects Rashi's struggles. Rashi's disturbed with, what does it mean, I gave up the Sarasim low? So Rashi says it means a reference to the mitzvah Mon. And Ramban says, "Veinenu nochon." Avaluk Moshe she'amam achil chaman b'midba shel yodin avesechol l'man anoschol l'man nasasechol leitivcha b'achrisechol. Ki nisayin hu lahem shel yiel adam mazon. So he goes through the whole the leyiel lahem eitzah b'midba. There's no way they couldn't find an eitzah. They couldn't rely on themselves. Rakhaman shel yodin mitzchilu v'lo shoma me'avosam v'yoyed lahem dvayom b'yomo v'yarivu elov. You see, that's where the Ramban says. Ramban goes on. He goes on to quote all the psukim in Dvarim. So you see that all the limud mara, which was a detachment from the primitive attachment to nature, and a reestablishing of the individual, or an establishing of the individual to have a relationship to Chochmat Hashem and to a denial of the emotional aura of nature, and Limud HaMitzvos, and learning Mishpat and justice and Din, and learning also, and learning Chukim, understanding a system where you can't understand the underlying reasons, but the Chochmah of the system itself, and abstract, and the ultimate metaphysical institution, the Yom HaShabbos, the Yesod Yesodos and Yichud Hashem, all those ideas, not enough. What is the test? Hayelich b'sarasi lo. The test is whether the individual can bring it down to can have all that limud, if it could be brought down to the primary instinctual level of mind. And if you can't do that, it could be a great chacham, but it has no relationship to Zer HaChaim. There's no mon. That then his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in spite of all the limud, is the panim shacharos. Then it's slav. And that's why slav is never mentioned again in the Torah. Because slav is panim shacharos. The mon is panim eros. The mon is always mentioned. So you see from the system straight from the Torah, from the Shalach, that right after Kriyas Yamsov, there was mara, which was unbelievable, a whole change in the people, in the nation, their philosophy, and their whole appreciation of limud and chokhmah and chokhmah Hashem in every area, in nature, in Torah, and in practice, and in the act of limud, which perfects the individual. But no, l'man ha'nasenu ha'yelech b'sarasi lo. That's not enough. Now we have to really see if they will follow my Torah. What does it mean? It means to say that all the chokhmah abstract, if it's not brought down to the level of the battle on the instinctual plane, on the primary plane, if the individual is not recognized and tries to abandon the primary plane and then tries to escape into the secondary sense of security, then everything's lost. Everything's lost. There's no perfection. There's absolutely no perfection. It could be the biggest Talmud Chacham. No perfection. That's really that's what Mon teaches. So Mon is the idea of Mon is really the idea of perfection itself. Kach tinsenas Mon, the sen shalom Allah alamon l'mishmeres l'daros echem l'man yiras alechem, and that's what the Navi Yemio expanded on. The perfection that's derived from the Mon simply enhanced the whole Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's really the Musa of the Mon, and that is the Torah has identified the vehicle of perfection, and the way for an individual to attain perfection is through the Mon. The Mon is not an incident that happened in the past. It's not simply something that's mechayev us in Shracha Shom Makom, but it's l'man anoscho v'nasoscho and leitivcho b'chavisecho. It means the only way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be native, to be made to call yourself and give them good, is only if they have this perfection. If they don't have this perfection, there's no lay tifcha. What kind of lay tifcha? But our Shabbat will give a person a shefa, brachis, and the person's not perfected, so then everything is on the contrary. Everything is the worst quella. The person, it's like in today's world, you don't have to look around too far. I see people that have what they call, quote, success, and their lives are destroyed, absolutely destroyed. And if it's not destroyed, they're corrupt and harmful and unhappy and painful. There's no bracha. There's no bracha. Bracha is only, Beitivcho Bachrisecho is only possible. The Atovas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only possible after the individual has attained the perfection of Mon. Mon is the constant limud, and it's something which the individual must always have before his eyes. And as I said, the many, that's where the many came from, to say Parsha Mon after Shachar. So the idea is a good one. The concept is that Mon is not an event of the past, but it is the greatest mussar. That is the greatest mussar. That is the road that Tzedarach that Moshe Rabbeinu pointed out and taught us through the Maisei Hashem of the Mon. Then the individual relates to Kadosh Baruch Hu b'ponim me'iros and not b'ponim shacharos. Okay, we'll stop there. It is the most harmful thing for the individual's life. Total ruination. That's basically, if he's lucky, he may escape somehow and live a life of b'ponim shacharos. If not, he'll be totally ruined. But that's basically that's the formula. The Mon is really the underlying. You look at Moshe Rabbeinu at the way he stresses by the Mon, he speaks differently by the Mon than the other things. It's the whole Musa Haskell is in the Mon. And that's why Yirmiyahu picked up the Tzitzenes and he showed them this is the Musa Haskell. You can have the Chochmah, not enough. Mora is not enough. Without Mon, there's no perfection. Hayelech b'sarasi in law. Hayelech b'sarasi. I want to emphasize. Hayelech b'sarasi. It's one thing first in Mora. They had Torah. They had Torah. But now the question wasn't to have Torah. Now the question is, Hayelech b'sarasi. So a person could be a big Chochmah, a person could be a bucket of shots. But if there's no perfection, so what is it? It's not Hayelech b'sarasi. He knows. He has certain knowledge which has nothing to do with his life. So there's no perfection. He has certain facts, he knows certain facts. That's not perfection. The whole purpose of limud is only perfection. And without perfection, there is no... See, the problem is that people... Again, I mean, that's the problem. The problem is that people have a tendency to want to look for something concrete, to feel that that is the way. Something concrete. Like, I mean... Not that I'm telling people that they shouldn't learn, but I mean, like the idea of a daf yomi is also a concrete thing. A daf a day, this is it. Basically, such, you see, I'm not saying you shouldn't learn daf yomi, but I'm just saying that a person is mistaken if he looks to that type of thinking as the derech haTorah. That is not the way of Torah. The way of Torah is not to feel, you see, they chalk up another one. I mean, I did this, now we chalk up another one. That's Panim Shacharos, really. That's the philosophy of saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did something now, chalk up another one for me, and make sure that you give me what I want. That's Panim Shacharos. That's love. That's love. That's Panim Shacharos. Panim Miros is a different kind of existence. I'm not saying that there's no place. I mean, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave this love. Why do you give this love? The answer is, some people, that's their life is Panim Shacharos. You're not going to change that. You're not going to change that. And you shouldn't change that. You shouldn't change that. Because if that's the level of their existence, then you should encourage it, because that's the most they could do. That's also something. Like Chazal, like I mentioned, Fine, it's a something. But there's no comparison. That's Panim Shacharos. If a person is on that level, that's the level they want to exist on, that's Panim Shacharos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us love also. But that's not really what the ultimate state is. The ultimate state is Mon, Panim Me'iros. It came in a package, on top, and on the front, and then on top, and on the bottom. That was Derechiba. This is the real way. This is the real way to go. Derech Haman. The person has a choice. Very few people, most people are looking for the shluchim, and even a blot of Gemara could become a shaleach. But they forget about the mishaleach. I mean, that's the chavos olvavos in the zagdama. He says a person can be clearing chakiris in an abstract area in Gittin, and he doesn't know the yisodei hadas. So what does that mean? It means he's looking at he has no relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, he can have no relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's looking at certain things which he feels this thing itself is going to grant me the good. No such thing. The Yelech B'Sarasim Lo. The good can only be attained through the individual changing himself, controlling himself on a primary level, never forgetting the primary level. If you leave the primary level, then the individual is lost. Then he's lost. That's Kiyani Kiyachid Va'ani Ani. Governor Mal says, a constant Tfilah La'ani Kiyato, a state of Chosar. Where's the pasuk that Governor Mal says? That the, where he talks about the, he says, can't think of pasuk, the Rambam quotes pasuk in Malachim, that the, where he says, where he speaks about his inner sense of emptiness. His inner sense of emptiness. There's a beautiful pasuk there. I just can't think right now. But that means on a primary level. His existence never left the primary level. That's Berachas HaMazon. That's all the brachas. That's the man. That's the idea of man. The man is Kala Terakola. Hayelech B'Sarasim Lo. Mara is necessary. Without Mara, you can't do anything. But Mara is just the first stage. If the individual remains in Mara, then he's never going to be Holech B'Saras Hashem. The Mara has to go beyond Mara. Has to go beyond Mara. Must be attached to the practical, to the instinctual. That's the mind. And if it doesn't reach that level, it just remains in Mara, then that's it. He's not Holech B'Saras Hashem. Then it's Pan Shacharot. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.
Onik Shabbos fits in very well, because Onik Shabbos is not for pleasure. Onik Shabbos is only L'Aniges HaShabbos. It's not for a person's pleasure. If it's only, and this is the gross is everybody. I mean, Olu Chazal, the gross came along and underlined it, but Onik Shabbos is not for enjoyment. It's L'Aniges HaShabbos. If a person does it for enjoyment, that's not type. Yeah. The Ashiris, as I was talking about last week, that the Ashiris is a good thing, because Chazal say all the Nevi'im were Ashirim. Whereas Meichen and Nisasha Moshe, so Gemara says from the Psolus of the Luchos. So Ashiris is a good thing in Mir. Nasi was an Ashir. Many have Chazal, but what I wanted to point out was that there's the mentality of the Ashir. The tzaddik's mentality is always an Ani, always an Ani, and that's why in Tehillim you always say Tfil La'Ani Kiyato. Vani oni ve'evion, vani oni ve'yochid v'oni ani. Dover Malchus many many times in Tehillim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the oni. Now oni means believe he's an oni. He's an oni believer. He feels he's a chaser. He feels he's a chaser. That's what the pasuk I was looking for last week was v'libi cholol b'kirbi. Libi Cholol B'Kirbi. So, Tov Ma'at L'Tzadik. Tov Ma'at L'Tzadik. It means the Tzadik lives with Ma'at. If he lives with the sense of Ashiras, then he's not a Tzadik. That's the that's what Chazal says. The feeling of Ashiras, the emotion of Ashiras, is alien to perfection. And on the contrary, see the Chazal will mispal for Ashiras. The Gemara says in my cutting. I forget who it was, one of them runs, there's a spa for two things. There's a spa for the anivus of one Amora and for the Ashiras of another one. And he says, one thing they gave me, one thing they didn't give. They gave me the Ashiras, but I never got the anivus of the, I wasn't zochet of the anivus of this Amora. So you see, on the contrary, that Ashiras is a bracha. I mean, Ashiras is a bracha. But the emotional feeling of sense of power and security of Ashiras, that's evil. That's evil. That's the rumble of Avachal. It's not Ashiras per se. Ashiras per se is a bracha. But I want to, Mike Litton points something out to me, and I didn't, I appreciate this. I didn't carry it through. We mentioned that there's two things. There's the Slav and there's the Mon. So the Mon is really the idea of the Mon vayyanecha vayarivecha is really kadoshat smacha b'mutalach, which means that the person has to have the ability to renege, I mean to renounce taiva, even on a primary level, it's very important. That's the idea of the month. On a primary level, he has to be able to renounce taiv on a primary level. That's kalash asuch mutlach. A person can't do that. He's not into the world of perfection. But there are people that can't live that way, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the slav. So the slav, that's what Rashi says, what the Chazal says, quotes Chazal, that the, when you say Rashi, means Chazal. That was given to them upon him shocharos. The slav was given to them upon him shocharos. And we mentioned why? Because that was really taiva. And the truth of the matter is, like the Ramban mentions, that the slav was there all the time, because the Chazal said that the slav, but the slav is never mentioned, only the mon is mentioned. Because the mon is bracha. Because the mon is vayyanucha, vayyarivecha, vayyachilcha, samanashaliyadata, and therefore the security of the people became tied only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the mafarnes. I mean, that's an extremely significant concept, that a person should always feel that the mafarnes, paseach es yedecha, masbiel chocharetza, means he must always be in line, in touch with the mishaleach, not with the harbor shluchim amakam, but with the mishaleach. So that's really the idea of mon. Leman anoscha, lenasoscha, leitivcha bachrisecha. There can't be any atav. All the atav is worthless if the person doesn't have that idea. You see where Chazal say, that's why Ashrei is, the significance of Ashrei. Paseach es yedecha, masbiel chocharetza. A person has mechavan. Achronim say, person has mechavan, paseach es yedecha, masbiel chocharetza. It's correct. Because that's really the whole idea. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, betur mefarnes. It's important. The person, that has to be on the individual's mind constantly. That the mefarnes in every level, every meal he eats, on a primary level, that's what I mean, a primary level, has to be, that idea has to be there. And no matter how wealthy the person is, if he eats a half a loaf of bread for a dollar, he's mechuyev to recognize that this, he's chasda shel makom, this meal, this achila. Primary level is mechuyev. That's the first bracha in Berachas HaMazon. That's really the idea of the month. But what Mike Litton pointed out to me, and he's correct, is that that you see that the slav was eclipsed, because really the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged for them the slav ba'erev, panim shocharos, because there are people that live the panim shocharos. That's it. You have a whole nation. Not everybody's going to be living the life of mon. I mean, the people that live, they can't do this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's chazda shel makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the slav also. It's not really the ultimate existence, but that's Hashem, Hashem kel rachem lachana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a merachem. Even though people have weaknesses, he still supports them. He still is mefarnes them. So they can't rise above their level. That's so chazda shel makom doesn't destroy them. So, but that's not really the derech. The slav is not really the derech ha'chaim. The derech ha'chaim is the mon. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mention the slav, only the mon. What Mike Litton pointed out to me is a good idea. Namely, that you see the slav, and the Ramban says, where do you see the slav? The slav comes back later. Where does it come back later? By kivras ha'taiva, right? By safsuf shabakirba sa'avu taiva. So what was the instrument that was used, that really was a terrible onish for them, and kivros hataiva, shom kivros ha'ama mesavim, was the slav. What is the idea? The idea is that the panim shocharos is tolerable. But panim shocharos is the person, if the person lives with panim shocharos, they're living in a danger zone. Because if it stays under a certain level of control, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavata, so to speak, and he allows them to continue. But the panim shocharos can be converted, easily converted. It's a dangerous derech hachayim, because it can easily turn into a savu taiva, where the person's obsession becomes obsessional about it. And then it leads to the Yisavu Taiva. And that's why the Slav reappears once more by the Yisavu Taiva. To show you that it was really the Slav from the Panim Shocharos that eventuated, developed into the Yisavu Taiva. And the slav was really used as the instrument of onesh. It's an amazing thing. Yeah. By the way, what do you see by the slavs of Asher B'Kirbo? What do they say? You take a look at the psukim. What do they say? They complained about what? Complained about the month. That's exactly in the pasuk. Excuse me? Yeah, that was in the pasuk. Yeah, right. So they dragged along the others with them. And they said, And then they go to Shotu, the Lachtu, goes to the whole thing of Redis, the whole mention of the man. Why? Because they despise the man. Because it means they despise the whole Derech HaChayim of the man. And they went with the Slav, which was given the Panim Shacharas. And because they followed the Slav beyond the point which was tolerable, so that's why they received the Onish. So basically, I mean, it's an interesting thing, but that's really what the Torah teaches you through the Vua, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing in Briyosov. He's knowing in Briyosov, he gives them the opportunity of Mon, but Slav is there also. Even though it's Panim Shacharos, he allowed them to have the Slav, but the Slav is Panim Shacharos is a dangerous kind of existence. It could be converted in a short time into a catastrophe. That's basically the idea. And that's what happened in Kivas Taiva, basically. Bonus claims that, well, they had a certain amount of Slav, but they wanted more. They wanted more. It became a source of overindulgence. Okay. No, I mean the Chazal that says that a person that passes by a fruit and doesn't eat it is nenash. It does, obviously. I mean, you have to understand the Chazal of Chochma. Chazal not saying that a person that doesn't engage in every taiva is going to be nenash. This is craziness. Anyone that thinks that is insane. I mean, Kol HaTorah Kulo is against this. What Chazal mean is that a person is a Yishalmi, that a person should not be an individual that can't enjoy anything. This is Goyim do that. They go to the ascetics. That's the Yahadis does not. A human being is created in a certain way. A person should be able to enjoy things. Should be able to enjoy things, and on a primary level, should have the ability to enjoy. So if a person doesn't have the ability to enjoy the Shalom, there's a balmon, something wrong. That means there's another kind of sickness. The Rambam talks about it in the beginning in Hilchos Deis, that a person is not allowed to be that way. But that is insofar as the experientially, he shouldn't be incapable of pleasure. But the purpose of his engaging in a pleasure should always be in order that he should be, the objective must always be the true objective, which is in order that the soul should be in a state that is the most perfect state for learning Torah, for Chochmas Hashem. That's what the Chazal say. An ascetic way of life is not correct, because that's psychologically harmful, and it's not conducive to Chochmas Hashem. You see, that's Shabbos, as the Sanag al Hashem. Oneg is not Oneg in the proper way. In the proper way is a vehicle of perfection. Person should not. We don't hold that you should change your psychological state and lose your ability to enjoy. That's an illness. That's an illness. But that has nothing to do with the objective. I mean, this is not a simple. Yeah, this is not a simple. It's not a simple system. It's Chochmas Hashem. So you have to know exactly what. But that's not a tactic to sanskrit to kadashat mechalamutalach. That's not a tactic to sanskrit. This person has the ability to enjoy, and he does enjoy based upon when his chachma determines it's right. But he also abstains. He's mekadashat mechalamutalach when his chachma determines this is no good. This is his avutaiva. He has to put a stop to it. So his whole life is geared by chachma. Not by attitudes. See what the Goyim try to do is they try to create perfection through attitude. Attitude is no attitude, that's perfection. Chochma is perfection. That's the only attitude. So that's basically the answer to the question. On the contrary, you know, Golos is the Rambam says that the That's midarkei atshuva. Midarkei atshuva. Because a person, why? Because a person's security is where he lives. And when a person is in gullus, so he loses a sense of security. So that's a good thing for a person. A person has to know. Sometimes it's a good thing. He has to work on that emotion. He has to, it's darkei atshuva, so then he should do that. But it has to be determined by his chachma. It's like the Rambam says, you can't imitate. You can't imitate what Amorayim did, what Tanayim did. It has to be based on chachma for you. You have to understand what is the right thing for you. But to imitate what Chachom did is nonsensical. Because they did it because they knew what they were doing. It was based on their chachma and their particular situation, their particular nature, and based upon their own cheshbon ha-nefesh. But it has to be based on a cheshbon ha-nefesh, not just to take on practices that make a person feel he's religious. I mean, that's alien to the others. It has to be based on chachma. Okay. There's one more thing that's in the month that should be mentioned. Because you see in the parsha of the month that there was one important feature. And that was Yom HaShabbos. I mean, you really can't read the parsha of the month. But Vayah b'yom ha-shishi le'chinu es ha-shei aviyu. Vayah mishnah l'asher yilketu yom yom. And then there was an issa to gather in the morning on Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos is a central feature insofar as the mon is concerned. So there's an idea, there's another idea in mon, which is besides the first, the basic idea is that the parnasa of the Adam is totally by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that he relates to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a mafarnes. And he indulges insofar as is necessary for the objective of Shleimus Adam. That's one idea, but Shabbos really is another idea. See, in Shabbos is a different concept beyond, which means that the Chaye Adam on Shabbos is a different type of a Chayim. In Shabbos, the individual lives on the highest plane of Oz Tesanag Al Rishem. That's the Kedushas of Yom HaShabbos is a different kind of existence. And in that kind of existence, the person is absolved. The Hashgachas applies him with the Hashgachas applies him with his parnasa, without any kind of tircha, basically. That's why Chazal say that kol mazon osof shel adam ketzuvim lo merosh hashanah. A person's financial situation is all established on Rosh Hashanah. Chutz me'etzol l'shabbos v'yom tovim. You see, because what it means is that in the ultimate state of existence, which is the Yom HaShabbos, so there's a different kind of Ashgach. That's what it means. What does it mean? Kol mazon osof shel adam ketzuvim lo merosh hashanah. It's some people learn it. I mean, people ask silly questions a lot of times with regard to these things. Like they say that if that's the case, I don't have to do anything. You know, why do I have to go to work? That's not what Chazal means. Kol mazon osof shel adam ketzuvim lo merosh hashanah means, and this is according to everybody, whether you say Kadosh Baruch Hu's dam b'chol yom or whatever, it doesn't make a difference. What it means is that a person attains his parnasa through the natural law, kol yimei hashavua, and that's under hashgacha kol is pratis, but it's a hashgacha. It is hashgachas Hashem, and hashgacha kol is, as I say many times, is no less. It means it's Yad Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu created the situation, so it's no less hashgacha. It's a different hashgacha, but it's a hashgacha. So kol mazon osof shel adam ketzuvim lo merosh hashanah chutz mishabosos in yom tovim means that in Shabbos.